This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Between 60 and 100 Ukrainian soldiers are dying on the battlefield every day and another 500 wounded, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told U.S. news group Newsmax in an interview released Wednesday. Quote, the situation in the east is very difficult, Zelensky told Newsmax, speaking through an interpreter. The high level of losses come as Ukrainian troops try to block a powerful Russian concentration of forces seeking to take full control of the easternmost Luhansk region. Russian forces are reportedly close to seizing control of the city of Severodonetsk after a lengthy siege involving intense artillery and aerial bombardment. Quote, we are holding our defensive perimeters in the east, Zelensky said. Indications from the battlefield suggest Russians have also experienced significant losses. The Ukrainian government estimated last week that the Russians have lost more than 30,000 soldiers since the beginning of their invasion on February 24th. The head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says the alliance and its allies are, quote, monitoring very closely Russia's nuclear exercises amid the war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, noted the exercises come after Russian leaders' rhetoric about the possibility of an escalation to nuclear war.
This nuclear saber-rattling rhetoric is dangerous, and it is something that is only increasing tensions.
The NATO chief, however, says no changes have been observed in the posture of Russian nuclear forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Nigeria's Methodist Church paid a ransom of nearly $250,000 for the release of a clergyman as the country's president is expected to sign a bill punishing those who pay ransoms. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
The prelate of the Methodist Church of Nigeria, Samuel Kanu Uche, made the announcement while briefing journalists in Lagos on Tuesday, soon after his release. He had been received by a cheering crowd of church members and immediately held prayers of the church before the briefing. Kanu Uche said the church paid about $240,000 as ransom to his abductors to secure his freedom and that of the two pastors traveling with him. Eight armed men ambushed them on their way to the airport in Abia State on Sunday, shooting sporadically at their vehicle before taking them hostage. Kanu Uche said the kidnappers showed them the rotted bodies of previously kidnapped victims who could not raise ransom payments and threatened to do the same with him. Nigerian authorities have yet to comment on his release, but officials have repeatedly objected to paying ransom for kidnapped victims, saying the payments make the abductors more powerful. Archbishop Chibuzo Okpoko heads the Methodist Church in Abia State. He says paying the ransom was necessary.
They would not have released them if that was not done.
Armed groups and criminals have kidnapped hundreds, possibly thousands of people for ransom across Nigeria over the last 2 years. In an effort to curb the abductions, the Nigerian Senate recently approved legislation that would punish ransom payments with up to 15 years imprisonment. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has yet to say whether he will sign the bill into law. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A solemn funeral was held in Uvalde, Texas on Wednesday for Irma Garcia, one of the two teachers killed in the bloodiest U.S. school shooting in a decade, and her husband, Jose Garcia, who died of a heart attack 2 days after the shooting. The couple were high school sweethearts and are survived by four children. The funeral held at the same church that will see most of the 19 students aged 9 to 11 who were shot to death last Tuesday, along with two teachers. Recapping our top story, between 60 and 100 Ukrainian soldiers are dying on the battlefield every day and another 500 wounded, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told U.S. news group Newsmax in an interview released Wednesday. The high level of losses come as Ukrainian troops try to block a powerful Russian concentration of forces seeking to take full control of the easternmost region. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.